Jamie, and I'm the Unicorn Recruiter. I've worked in global talent acquisition for 15 years, both as an in-house and as an agency recruiter. I'm also a leadership development coach, and I now help companies hire their top talent, also known as unicorns, and help job seekers find their next position. Join me each week for tips and tricks on how to navigate not only finding your next position, but also career development. This is the Unicorn Recruiter Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Unicorn Recruiter Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about whether or not companies still do references. So, I will say, with references, as a recruiter, I don't hold a lot of stock in them. I never really have. And the reason being is that the candidate gives me the references, and I have never, I'll stop myself right there. I've had one bad reference, and I've done thousands throughout my career. So I've only had one bad reference, and you know, as a candidate, if you're giving references to your company, you're not going to give anyone that says anything bad about you. Like, you're just, why would you do that? No one's going to do that. So the one instance that I had the one bad reference, I had, someone tell me, like, I don't know why they gave me as a reference. I have nothing good to say about them. And I, as a recruiter working internally, just shut that reference down because I didn't want to do anything that would potentially put my company in harm's way. So I didn't want to take this reference, and I don't know the relationship between that person and the candidate, and I didn't want us involved in any certain anything. So I, referred it to legal, and that was the end of that. But that is one example out of thousands. So I tell my career search candidates when I'm redoing their resume, I see a lot of people that still put references on their resume, and I will always, always, always take them off. They have no business on the resume. You want to use that space for your accomplishments, your experience. That's what we want to see. No recruiter, no company is ever going to call your references before they even speak to you. There would be no reason. And in most cases, there's some requirements that their references aren't even done until after an offer is made. So it's just, there's really no reason to put it on your resume. That said, the references that I typically have done were, early on, I've been a recruiter for a very long time. Early on, I would do, how did they work? How did they get along with others? Positive things, not so positive things, that type of thing. Now I would say if I'm doing a reference check, it's to confirm dates of hire or dates of employment and, that they actually worked at the company that they said that they did. That's really all that there is to it. As an agency recruiter, when I started out, we would pitch to our clients, like, we do reference checks. So you're getting reference checks on all of our candidates before we even submit them to you. And now in hindsight, granted, that was a product of the time. That just is kind of useless information, and it took up a lot of time for a lot of people that it just, no one's going to give a bad reference except for that one candidate that I had that one time. So don't put them on your resume. And I also would have a lot of candidates that, in the phone screen, they would start saying, well, I have letters of recommendation, or I have references I can give them to you. Do you want me to send them to you? I can have them call you. And it just, I don't know where that was ever coached or that was ever taught, but I had enough candidates to do that I felt I should talk about it today. Because I, at that point in that phone screen, I do not care about your references. And also I'm not going to call them. So once you get to a larger corporation, a bigger company, you probably have a recruiting coordinator or an onboarding coordinator or ADP or some other type of background check company that's actually doing those references. An internal recruiter, I very rarely ever did the reference checks. I only did them if our background check company was behind and we needed to get someone in by a certain start date. Then I would call and verify dates of employment. But internally, as an internal recruiter, I was never doing them. So you don't need to offer them to the recruiter. I see that a lot when people are laid off or let go and they're uncomfortable in that situation, which rightfully so. It's never fun to have to tell a potential future employer that you were laid off and that, but going overboard to share that information. It's okay to say, I have a letter of recommendation from the CEO or from my manager that it was just purely a riff, like it just had nothing to do with me, totally fine. But to start offering up all of those references, the recruiter just honestly probably isn't your audience for that. Now, questions that I've had specifically on references have been from career searching candidates and job searching candidates that have said to me, like, I'm pretty sure someone did a backdoor reference on me and I didn't get the job because of this. And I will tell you that this does happen sometimes. It's not like running amok. It's not so prevalent that I'm like, oh, this is a huge issue. But it does happen sometimes where, you know, a manager at XYZ company knows a manager at ABC company, and a candidate from ABC company applies to XYZ company. So that manager reaches out. But it does happen. It's not okay. It's not legal. It does happen. So I have, when I had hiring managers that did that to me, I would coach them, like, one, you can't do that. Two, you need to trust our interview process, our interview team members. We need to trust ourselves. If we are that insecure in our process and our team members that we can't flesh out a good candidate from a bad candidate, and we have to go, you know, running to a reference that was not given as part of the interview process, then we have more problems internally than that candidate has with whatever reference comes from that manager. So I, as a recruiter, would try to mitigate that risk and try to tell them no. Does it happen? Yep. Especially in, you know, technical skill sets, small industries, that kind of thing. It happens. And I would say, hopefully, you know, those people are not talking at length and it's a, hey, did you know someone? Were they good? Were they not? Whatever. But to squash this, if this were to ever happen again, I had a situation where I had hired someone into a company, and they later told me, you know, when I was interviewing and joining this company, I knew so-and-so worked here, and I used to work with so-and-so at XYZ company, and I would have never recommended them. Would have never, ever recommended them. Like, if I had been a reference, I would not have given them a good reference. They were not, it was not good. They were an absolute rock star at our company. They were loved. They were respected. They were on a really aggressive career trajectory. And that manager told me, like, this has taught me everything I needed to know about reference checks. Because what one person does does at one company is not necessarily the same at the other company. And now in hindsight, that just was not a good fit. That was not a good culture. It was not a good manager, not a good team. That person did not have the opportunities to, one, display their skills, or two, even, like, tread water in that company. Like, we were so understaffed and so stressed and tight deadlines and timelines. And this manager comes over to, you know, the new company, and this person's fantastic, right? So I think, to put that in perspective, you know, if someone is doing a backdoor reference on you, one, hopefully you don't know about it, and two, hopefully it doesn't happen. But should it happen, you probably don't want to work for them anyways. That's my take. That's what I had said to people, to managers when they did that. I flat out would tell them, why would that person want to work for you? Because you violated their trust. They didn't give you that person as a reference. You don't know that culture. You don't know that person's relationship. You have one side of the story. That said, I do not think that it runs prevalent. I don't think it runs amok. I think people are too busy in a lot of cases. I think it just happens maybe with some older school managers, maybe with some people that have too much time on their hands and maybe they need more responsibilities. Or it happens in, like, really tight-knit communities or skill sets, industries where, you know, people just kind of typically know each other. So my advice to you is, no matter how bad a company is, how bad a manager is, how bad anything goes, even though, you know, companies can let you go with zero notice, right? That's their brand. That's their problem. For you, your brand, your problem is to make sure that you look good in the best light. So you give a 2-week notice if a company walks you to the door. That's on them. If you are passed over for promotion after promotion and you leave on good terms. Leave the door open, not necessarily because you ever want to work back at that company again, but just in the event that people talk, You know, people network, people talk. Your brand is more important than sticking it to an unfair employer. And I say this as someone who has absolutely rage quit at a past employer and didn't go out the best because of very interesting circumstances. So as someone who's been there, who's done that, you know, no matter what, try to leave on your best foot, best last impression. So I hope that helps. Reference checks, I hope, are a thing of the past. And if we are just doing it to verify dates of employment, fine. But I don't hold a ton of water for them. I don't know if that's the same. It is today. So anyways, that's our show for today. Have a great week. And if you have any questions, info@unicornrecruitmentandcareerservices.com or any of my social media handles.